Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin, as we continue in the sugyas of Tumah and Tara, here in the end of the first parak of Maseches Pesachim. So we will start with Gufa, the third line, on Yud Zayin Amun Aleph. Just to remember, we are discussing a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, which we're going to summarize right now, based on a discussion of the Navi Chagai, which we're going to have the chance to look at. So the Gemara says on the third line, Gufa, first we're examining this machlokas that was just quoted before. Rav Amar Ishtabish Kani, Shmuel Amar Lo Ishtabish Kani. So machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the Kohanim made a mistake. Made a mistake in what? If you remember, on the bottom of the previous Amud, Chagai, in the second parak of Chagai, there are only two prakim in Chagai. Chagai was one of the Nevi'im that was present when Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael after the Gullus of Bavel. He came back, and when he came back, the pasuk that was quoted, and we're going to have another one in a few minutes, the pasuk that was quoted was one where Chagai was testing the Kohanim to see if they were proficient in the halachas of Kahuna, right after 70 years or so, or almost 70 years at that time. They were going to get ready to build the Mizbeach and build the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, did they remember the halachas or were they taught the halachas? So that's what Chagai does. This is at the end of Sefer Chagai. Chagai is only two prakim long. Chagai, the Navi starts off. We have some time today to discuss it. The Navi starts off, Bishtashayim L'Dayavish HaMelech. It was the second year of Dayavish. Dayavish was, according to Chazal, Rashi quotes it here, the Radak quotes it here, the son of Esther and Achashverosh. Bishas Shtaim L'Dayavish HaMelech, Bachodesh HaShishi, Biyom Echad L'Chodesh, on the first day of the sixth month, maybe that's Elul, Hoyedavar Hashem B'yan Chagai HaNavi, El Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel, Pachas Yehuda, Hashem comes to Chagai, and says, say the following, Ha'am Hazeh Amru, Lo Es Bo, Es Beis Hashem L'Hibanos. Bnei Yisrael are saying, says Hashem to Chagai, that it's not time to build the Beis HaMikdash yet. It's not time to build my house. Hashem tells Chagai, well, you tell them the following. Oh, you have enough time to build gorgeous houses where you are, but you don't have enough time to build my house. This is the language the Klayakar discusses at the end of Parshas Vayigash. The last Klayakar there discusses the Batim Svunim that they started building in Mitzrayim. They were only supposed to go down there for a short while and have the attitude of, you know, that they were gerim there. But it says Vayeach Azuba, last two words, that they had an achiza there. So the language that the Klayakar uses is they build Batim Svunim. Right, the same lashon here, he gets it from Chagai. So Hashem says, you're building batim svunim, strong, closed-off houses. The Levi says, Echarev, in my house, is sitting there desolate. V'yata ko'amar Hashem tzvako, simu levavchem al darkechem, yavadu tshuva, zratim harbi v'avima. Don't you realize that you have sown a lot and only reaped a little? Achol ve'ein l'sav'a, you've eaten but you haven't been satiated. Shaso ve'ein l'shachra. Hashem says, all of this you should have taken as a message from me. Komar Hashem, simu levavchem al darkechem. Right? Alu ha'har v'aveisem eitz uvnu abayis, build a beis hamikdash. Ve'erzebo, and I will be happy with it. Ve'ekavda, and I will have covered with it. What's unique about ve'ekavda? It's spelled without the last hey. That's where Chazal gets that there were five items that were missing in Bayis Sheni that were present in Bayis Rishon. The Gemara Maseches Yuma. There were Betumim and the Aron and the Eish. The Ikavda is spelled without a hey. Amar Hashem. Panal Harbevi Nilamat. The Chagai continues saying that Hashem has given you all of these punishments, drought and famine, v'chulu, bekua, and your crops aren't growing properly because you're sitting there and you're not building the Beis HaMikdash. Says, say the people then, they hear the Navi Chagai and they say, okay, Vayiru Ha'am Ibn Hashem, and Chagai says, okay, it's time to go up and build the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, that's all Perek Aleph. Then you get the Perek Beis. As I said, Chagai only has two prakim. B'yom Esrim V'arba L'Chodesh Bashishi, of the 24th day, the 6th month, they come up, and now it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. Mibachem. So Chagai says, Mibachem Hanishar Sheras Abayis Hazeh V'chvod HaRishon. Who amongst you remembers the first Beis HaMikdash? Umatem roim oso ata. What do you see now? Alo kamoha ka'ayin ba'inechem. Right? Is it nothing, this potential to build a Beis HaMikdash? Es adav ha'asher karati etchem b'tzeischa b'Mitzray yavruchi yomedes al tiro komar Hashem od achas ma'ati ani marish azray v'sa'aretz. Don't worry, I'm going to perform miracles for you now also. V'er ashti es kol ha'goyim, I'm going to make all the goyim shake liyah kesev liyazov. And then he says the famous pasuk, the most famous pasuk in Chagai, gadol yiyah kvod ha'bayis hazeh ha'achron min ha'rishon. The kvod of the bayis achron is going to be even greater. Is this referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, which means what, it lasted longer, or it was taller, or is this referring to Bayis Shlishi? U'bamakom hazeh tein shalom, and let's build it, Hashem's going to take care of you. And then comes our pasuk. Chagai says, but before we start, I have to give you a little bechina. Komar Hashem Tzvakos, sha'alnu asakonim Torah lemar. I'm going to ask the Kohanim, and there are two psukim, one we just had, and one we're about to have. The one we just had. Hein yisa ish psar kodesh. Bichnaf bigdo. If a person has a piece of kodesh, psar kodesh, and we said at the end of yesterday's shir, that's a euphemism. It really means a sheretz. If somebody has a sheretz, bichnaf bigdo in the corner of his beged, he's holding a sheretz. Vinoga, and that sheretz touches bichnafo el halechem ve'el hanazid ve'el hayayin ve'el hashemen. It touches bread, nazid, some type of cooked. Food, wine, oil, the el kol ma'achol hayikdash, does it become affected? Meaning, does it become tamei? That was the question that we said. And we had a machlokes, whether the Kohanim got the answer right or not. Vaya'anu Kohanim vayom rulo. They said, no, it does not become tamei / kodesh. Vayomer, that's the first question that we just said, and we're about to have the second question, and then there's only two psukim left to the entire sefer, because they got the first question wrong, and then they got the second question right. And the question is, if they got the second question right, what about the first question? That's the machlokas that we just saw and that we just mentioned now. Okay, that's just a little background in terms of Chagai. So here we go, back to the Gemara. So, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether the Kohanim that Chagai asked the questions to made a mistake and got the previous question right or wrong. Rav says they made a mistake. What was the mistake? That they were asked if a certain item is Tamei, and they were asked about Shlishi or Revi'i Bakodesh, as we'll see in a minute. And according to one opinion, they got it right, one opinion, they got it wrong. Here we go. Rav Amar Shtavish Kani. Rav says a mistake was made. Revi'i Bakodesh Ba'aminayu Va'amru Leitar. He asked them, he wanted to know if they knew the details of Tumah V'Tara, because they're about to build the base of Mikdash. So he asked them about a Revi'i Bakodesh. Is there a way? Why? Because you have a sheret, and then what's mentioned in the pasuk? You have Lechem Nizid Yayin Shemen. Four steps. So it should be a Revi'i. There's a Revi'i Bakodesh. We know that. The only item that could become a Revi is Hektish. So that's what he asked them. They didn't know, and therefore they made a mistake. V'yamru le'tar, and they told Chagai, Tar, no, it's not Tamei. That was a mistake. U'shmuel amar lo ishtabish kani, and Shmuel says, no, the Kohanim did not make a mistake. Chamishi bakodesh ba'aminayu, v'amru le'tar. He asked them about a chamishi bakodesh. There's an extra word in there. There's an extra, not word, we'll see an extra object in there. V'amru le'tar. They asked him about a chamishi, and they said tar, which is exactly correct. Bishlam ala Rav, according to Rav, I understand how it fits into the psukim. Haynu dechsiv arba al lechem munazid v'yayin v'shemen. It says four items. The first one is what touched the sheretz, and that becomes a rishon, and then a sheni, and a shlishi, and a revi. So you understand how he asked them a revi, and they answered, Tars, that was incorrect. El Shmuel, chamisha minalei. But Shmuel, there's only four items listed in the pasuk. So how could you say that he was asking them about a chamishi? Says the Gemara, no. Miksiv v'naga knafo? Does it say that the sheretz, v'naga knafo, v'naga biknafo ksiv? There's an extra letter there. They touch in his kanaf. B'mesh v'naga biknafo. Right? They say with what, something that touched what was in his kanaf, something that touched the sheretz. Meaning there's an extra object put in there, and that's how you get to be a chamishi. Good. Okay, now the Gemara goes into the next pasuk, the very next pasuk in Chagai. It's the second test that Chagai was giving them. Tashma, and the Gemara doesn't mention this, but it could be that why do you have to give him a second test? That points to Rav's direction. If you got the first one wrong, you got to ask another question. If you got the first one right, What are you asking another question for? Okay, either way, says the Gemara Tashma. Vayomer Chagai im yiga tmei nefesh b'chol eile hayitma. If somebody who's tmei nefesh, somebody who touched a dead body, touched any of these hayitma, would it become tamei? Vayanu akonim vayomer yitma. Yes. So that they got right. That's clear. So bishlamal l'shmuel midahachal oshtavish asanami loshtavish. According to Shmuel, it fits in. If they know the halachas, they know the halachas. So if they got the second question right, they must have gotten the first question right, and that's how you have to interpret it. Ela l'Rav, maishna hacha de ishtabesh, maishna hasam de lo ishtabesh. But according to Rav, why is it that they got the first question wrong and they got the second question right? What's the difference? They're both about Tumah V'Tahara, says the Gemara. They're different Tumah V'Tahara. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, b'kiyin hein b'tumas meis, vein b'kiyin hein b'tumas sheretz. They knew Tumas Meis, but they didn't know Tumas Sheretz. They knew Tumas Meis, that was the second question, right? If somebody who's Tumas Meis touches something. But Tumas Sheretz, they didn't realize, right? I was talking about a Sheretz there, and the Sheretz creates a Rishon, Shedi, Shlishi, Revi. So they weren't sure about Tumas Sheretz. Why is that? Well, let's just do the second answer, and then we will talk about it. Ravina Amar, no. Amma Hasam Revi'i Hachashlishi. That's the difference. The question was whether what was a better Revi'i, that they didn't realize the concept of Revi'i Latuma. That was the first question, according to Rav. Revi'i, right? The only thing, the only item in all of Halacha that could become a Revi'i, that the words they didn't, weren't clear on. And that's why the first Pasuk they answered incorrectly. The second Pasuk is not talking about a direct tamei nefesh that touches the items. Rashi says, "Tahai tamei nefesh tekra lav tamei meis ela meis mamish klomar tumas nefesh." And then it went in the same order. The meis was the viavos lechem av nizid rishon yayin sheni shemen shemen shlishi. So it was the same type of order, but one shorter. So that was the question. The difference was between a shlishi and a revi. Okay, go back for a minute. Why would they have been experts in Tumas Meis and not in Tumas Sheretz? What would have been the difference? It says the Pnei Yeshua in his commentary right here. He says, by Tumas Meis, there is a reason why they might have thought otherwise. Pirish Ravenira Lee, Demashato Lachalik, Betumas Meis Lasheretz, Linyan Revi Bakodesh, Davka Hainu, Mishim Dahavi Savri, Demashe Gozru Chachabim, Lin Revi Bakodesh Yetame, Hainu Mishum, De Zimnim Asalamiti, Velomer Ashlishi, Shu Revi, Lefi, Sheni Odea, Decharav Harikachalol, El Sheni Odea, Shemesa Via Vosatuma, says the Pnei Yeshua that they thought that there, of course there's a Revi Bakodesh, what they knew all the halakha details of Tumah V'Tahara, but not that. They knew there was a concept of Revi, but they thought that maybe that concept only applies to Tumas Meis and not to Tumas Sheretz. Why? Because they, it's all a lot of, let's say, a lot of rabbinic laws, a lot of Durabanans. So they said, you know what? By Tumas Meis, it must be that's what Chazal created this. Because there's so much confusion. We know there's a concept of Cherev Hariyo Kachalo, like we discussed 2 days ago, where you don't go down a level. But maybe people would think that you went down a level, so you have to be extra careful. Or, Avi Avos HaTumah, dead body. Maybe people won't realize that that's a separate category. They'll think this, Avos HaTumah, is Avi Avos? No, a dead body is an Avos HaTumah. So make a mistake with one of the levels. Mishumachi Gazru Bakal Revi'i. Masha'enkein B'Sheretz, Lo Shayach Achmilsa. But by a Sheretz, there's no reason to make such Gzeris. That's why they thought, that's why they might have thought that Tumas Meis was unique and different. And they didn't say Tame in the first Pasuk, even though they said Tame in the second Pasuk. Tumas Meis Bechlal is the root of all Tumos. The root of all Tumos. The Rambam, when he discusses Sefer Tahara, when he discusses all the Tumos of the Tahara, we know the Rambam is not only important for what he says, but how he says it and where he says it. He starts off Sefer Tahara, which has 20 mitzvos. Think out of the 613. How many are Tumah V'Tahara? Sefer Tahara is 20. 20 mitzvos. So the first a set of halachas is Tumas Meis. Second one is Paraduma, because those go together. That's Tumas Meis. And then you get into Tumas Saras, which is also Tumas Ohel, that's the next Chomer one, and then other Mitame Mishkav Umoshav, which is also Chomer, that's a Zav and a Zava, and they could also create an Av. And then you get to Shar Avos HaTumeos, the other ones, Tumas Ochlin, Kalim, and finally ending with Mikvos, ending with how to become Tahar after all of the items of Tumah. But the Rambam starts over Tumas Meis, because that is the root, that is the most Chomer, that is the first one listed in Kalim, and the first one listed here in the Rambam. Rambam mentions, if you remember, we've discussed this in the past, but once it's here, might as well say it. Hameis v'tabi v'mago v'maso ba'ohel. Tumah Shiva, a mace, the root of all Tumah, the one that the Kohanim during Bayis Sheni were clear about, right? It can be make a person tabi in three ways. Maga, Masa, and Ohel. And it makes a person tabi for 7 days. Maga and Ohel are explicit in the Torah. In Parshas Chukas, v'hanogeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim and kalabala oel v'chol asher ba'ol yitmas shivas yamim. Tumas oel and tumas vaga are explicit. Tumas masa, carrying a dead body without touching it, that is not explicit in the Torah. That's learned out from a kal v'chomer. Tumas masa mepi ashmua v'kal v'chomer advarim im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena matama ba'oel nevela, which only makes you tamei for a day. If a person touches a nevela, and is not mitameh, but ohel, mitameh b'masa, but if you carry a nevela, it also makes you tameh. If nevela, which is a low-level tumah, makes you tameh through masa, hameis l'kol shekeis, a surely mace, which makes you tameh for 7 days, surely should be mitameh through masa. Uma nevela shema maga tumas erev, masa tumas erev, avamesha maga tumas shiva, masa tumas shiva. And just like all nevelas, the tumas are equal for 1 day. By mace, all the tumas are equal, so it's going to make you tummy for 7 days. E tumas masa b'mace b'divrei. So frim ela din Torah. This is a din Torah, so the Rambam emphasizes. V'yireli, and then the Rambam adds, the beautiful thought, shezesha shasak b'mena hakasiv. The Torah left it out, though. So we're left out Masa. It only says Maga and Oel. The Rambam gives a comparison. Kiderech gives two comparisons. Kiderech sheshaslak me iser abas. Just like the Torah doesn't mention the iser of the arayos of daughter, the Torah only mentions daughter's daughter. The Torah doesn't say explicitly daughter. Lefisha aser beferish afil b'bas abas. Vishaslak be iser achilas basa b'chalav. The Torah doesn't tell you that it's also to eat basa b'chalav. It just says it's also to cook basar b'chalav. So too, it leaves out Tumas Meis after it already said that Tumas Ohel, which is a more distant way of becoming Tameh, Koshagain Masos. The Rambam gives three examples in the beginning of Vilkos Tumas Meis for the Torah leaving out a halacha, and you are basically learning it from a kal v'chomer. It leaves out eating basar b'chalav, it leaves out carrying a dead body, and it leaves out the Isser of Bas. Ask the Kesef Vishna. This is one of the basics of Tumas Meis. But we know there's a principle of ein onshin min adin. You're not allowed to give a punishment based on a kal v'chomer. So how do you ever give a punishment for eating basar b'chalav, for tumas meis through masa v'chulu? Explains the Kesef Mishnah. No, the point of the Rambam is that it's not really a kal v'chomer, but rather a gilui milsa. It's not a kal v'chomer, two different contexts. But it's just that if even cooking basar b'chalav is asur d'araisa, included in that, an assumption of that is that the more chomer way and the more chomer din is also included. You don't need a kal v'chomer for that. It's that if the granddaughter is usher, so surely the granddaughter is usher because the granddaughter flows from the daughter. And the isser of cooking flows from the isser of achila. And the isser of granddaughter flows from the Isser of daughter. If the Isser of daughter, it's assumed. Let me say it this way. It's assumed. If the Isser of granddaughter exists, then obviously the Isser of daughter exists. If the Isser of cooking basar b'chalav, if the Isser of carrying Tumas Meis exists, then the other ones that are more primary to the source, that also exists. But that's Tumas Meis, and that's the source of all Tumah. Right? That's all source of all, the source of all Tumah. Okay, let's stop there for a minute, and we will continue. We'll mention another point in a second. Bishlo, let's continue now. Tashma, the next line, right after this test that Chagai gives, the answer is given. Tashma, Vayan Chagai Vayomer, Keina Amazeh V'Keina Goyazeh L'Fanayinu Mashem, this nation that is in front of me, V'Chulu. The Gemara doesn't quote the end of the pasuk. Rashi quotes it. because the end of the pasuk is what's important here. Rashi quotes it, the third to last skinny line. Seifi dekra v'chein kol maaseh yideihem asher yagrivu sham tameyu. This nation and all they bring me, they're all tamei. Minchagai is insane that they have a lot to work on, and everything they do is tamei. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ala Rav, hayna d'chsef tamei. I understand, according to Rav, who said they made a mistake, so I understand why Chagai is calling all of their actions tamei. Ela l'shmuel amai tamei. According to Shmuel, if they got the questions right, so why is he saying that they're bad? Why are they saying that they're doing something wrong, and all their actions are tamei? So, itemuye kametame. No, it's rhetorical. Are these, look at these people. Are they doing anything wrong? Are they tame? So it's a rhetorical question, and really, he's complimenting them. Says the Gemara, that's very hard to put into the psukim. V'havachin kom ma'ase yideyem ksiv. Sounds like he's saying something wrong. He's saying, and all of their actions are tame. Right? It sounds like he's saying something wrong there. So, Amar Marzucha, v'tem ravashi. So, really, says Bar Joseph or Ravashi, really Chagai is giving a nevuah. Even if they got the questions, they answered them in the affirmative, they answered them correctly now, he's really giving a nevuah. Rashi says, La'achar zman hoye misnabe, is for the future. Mitok shekilkulu es ma'aseihem, since, even if they know the halachas, but if their actions are not perfect, ma'ale aleihem akosav kilu agrivu b'tuma. Right, if their actions are imperfect, even if they would know the halachas of Tumah Vatara, Chagai is basically giving them mussar. Think about the future. You might know halachas of Tumah Vatara, but if your actions aren't commensurate with your knowledge, so then it is not going to be it's not going to be appropriate. Right, so Rashi here says that right, Shikakalu Maaseyim Bebayishedi Bishara Averis. Right, even if they know Tumah Vatara, there are other Averis that were involved in. What other Averis? Even before we get to the other Averis, we'll see some of the Mefarshim in Chagai, but it is fascinating that this is not the only time when we see people might be Zahir in Tumah Vatara, but not Zahir in other areas of Halacha. Right, the extreme example of that, I've quoted this in the past, by the Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara says the story about the two Kohanim racing up the ramp of the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the story. Ma'aseh b'shnei Kohanim shayu shneihem shavin v'ratzin v'olin v'kevesh kodem echad mehen l'toch arba amashal chaveiro. One of them started getting the lead. The other one did not want to be outdone. What did he do? Rachmanu litzlan. Natal sakin v'tokal obalibo. He stabbed the other Kohen. Stabbed the other Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash because he was racing up to the top of the ramp. Amar Rabbi Tzadok al Milo Sa'ulam. Rabbi Tzadok goes on to the top of the steps. V'yamar Achenu Beis Yisrael Shimu. Listen. And he says, he goes to the pasuk by Egla Arufa. He says, usually the closest city brings an Egla Arufa. What is going to be now? We're in the Beis HaMikdash. What city? Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. Go Kalam B'Bchiyah. The whole Am started crying. Most of the Am realized the tragedy that just took place and was crying about it. Ba Aviv Shel Tinok. The father it says Tinok, must have been a young Kohen, right, comes and he sees that his son is not dead yet. His son is Mefarpar, his son is a Goses. Amar, Hare Hiu Kaparas Chem, Badain B'di Mefarpar, V'lo Nitzma Asakin. The father says, wait a minute, my child's not dead yet. Call Atzala? No, he didn't say that. He said, my son's not dead yet, take the knife out before it becomes Tameh. That's what he does. Basically, he killed him. He hastened his death. L'lametcha, says the Gemara, shekasha aleihem taras kelim yoser mishvichas damim. What a crazy generation that was. That they were more worried about tumah tara than they were about murder. But you see it in our Gemara too. That's exactly what Chagai is saying. You might know the halachas of tumah tara, but all your actions are going to be tameh if your actions aren't also tahor in the larger understanding of the word. That's the Chagai's Musar that he gives them. If you look in the Rashi and the Radak there in Chagai, he says what he's really emphasizing is that they're not, like what it says in the Psukim there, that they're not building the Beis HaMikdash. Even if they come up, and the Gemara, the Radak even says, some of them were relying on the fact that they built a Mizbeach. They put together a Mizbeach, but they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. And we know the halacha is that you're allowed to use a Mizbeach, even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. So they would say, oh, we have a Mizbeach. It's good enough. And that's what Chagai was saying, no, that's a Bidi'eved. That's not a L'chadchila. Right, they knew a Rambam. They knew the Rambam that says, right, Bona Mizbeach, right, the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, in the sixth parak, the Rambam says, Makrivin akarbanas kulan afal bishayin sham bayis banui. You're allowed to do that. But it's b'di'evet. Right, Oakland kachi kachim b'chol azar v'avav bishi chareva v'ina mukevas mechitza. There are certain halachas that apply. Bizman hazeh, right? What about building mizbeach bizman hazeh? If we'd be able to, so there are a lot of problems with it anyway. Tuma and bidei kahuna v'chulu. And the biggest problem is we don't know where the mizbeach is. It's a beautiful diyuk that the some of the Soloveitchiks had in that family from the Rambam in the second parak. We know the Beis Halevi was a big proponent against chelas. That was the Beis Halevi. Why was he against Tchelas? One of the major problems that he had with Tchelas, we're not going to get to the whole sugi right now, one of the he had was that it was out of the Mesorah. It was out of the Mesorah. Meaning, if there's an Avera that's out of the Mesorah, we don't say, oh, I can still violate the Avera. It was out of the Mesorah. Right? People wore Shatnas for so many years, I can wear Shatnas. No, Chas v'Shalom. If there's an Issa Daraisa that was not being fulfilled, we have to fulfill it the second that we become aware of it. But when it comes to a Mitzvah Saseh, and there is an item involved in a mitzvah zaseh that, or some other, you know, area of halacha that was out of the Mesorah. So that was the Beis Halevi's view, that we're not one to, Tchelas was out of the Mesorah for so many years, so we're not one to bring it back. And other poskim say, what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah that you could do, and, you know, you have to do it. We've discussed that a couple weeks ago, we discussed that. But there, an example of this, they quote, is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira in the second parak, talking about the Mizbeach. When the Rambam talks about the Mizbeach, he says, a Mizbeach makomo mechuvan biyoser, the Mizbeach's place was exact. Ve'in mishanan osam mimkomo la'olam. You can never move it even an inch. And that's the spot where Akedas Yitzchak happened. Umesores biyadakol. Shamakom shebana bo David u'shlomo Mizbeach begorin aravna. Hu hamakom, the spot where the Mizbeach, David and Shlomo built it. Hu hamakom shebana bo Avraham ha-Mizbeach uva'akar alav Yitzchak. Our Mesorah is that Akedas Yitzchak happened in that spot. Ve'hu hamakom shebana bo Noach kishiyatza menateva. That's where Noach built a Mizbeach when he came out. Ve'hu hamizbeach shehikrav alav kayin ve'hevel. Keep going earlier. Ubo hikriv adam arishon kishenivra karban. When he was created, he built. He was makav a karban. That's the Ramban's raya. One of the Ramban's raya is that karbanas aren't just to counteract avodah zara. When Adam was born, he brings a karban. No, there's something positive about karbanas. Umisham nivra. So that's the Mesorah. And then the Rambam adds midos hamizbeach mechuvanos harbe. It has to be a very exact science. Vitzuraso yedua ishmi ish umizbeach shebanu bnei hagola kein mizbeach shasili hibanos asuhu. The mizbeach that they built during Bayisheni. What we're talking about right here in Chagai. It's exactly what was the Mesorah that was going to be built. You can't have more than one Mizbeach. Right? We know Shlomo HaMelech built a bunch of menorahs and built a bunch of shulchanos, but only one Mizbeach. Only one Mizbeach. And then he adds, this is the one that's important for us now, Ushlosha Neviim Alu Imahem Min HaGola. Three Neviim were with them from the Gola, right? Chagai being one of them. Echad Heyed Lohen HaMakam HaMizbeach. One of them was made about the makom, where the mizbeach was. The echad heyavahen al midos, of one about the midos. The echad heyavahem shemakriven al mizbeach hazeh, kol karbanas al vishein shambayas. And one of them said, you're allowed to bring karbanas, you're allowed to start even before the Beis HaMikdash is totally built. That's the Rambam. The question is, based on the Gemara, the question is, why do you need Nevi'im to say this? What if they knew? What if they knew exactly where the mizbeach was? It sounds like for the Rambam, you needed a Navi to tell you where it was. Why? The answer is because it's part of the Mesorah. If it was out of the Mesorah, you didn't know where the Mizbeach was. And, you know, there was just knowledge, you know, even if you could figure it out based on Bryce's, it's not good enough. You have to have a Navi to tell you. You have to have somebody that brings it back into the Mesorah, so to speak. So another one of the examples that are given. But again, as we mentioned, this is a major machlokas haposkim, bizman hazeh. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara Gufa. Rav Tani. So now we have another machlokas. Keep in mind, the next Gemara, we're just going to have to focus on, there's going to be, just got to keep this straight, there is three machlokos that are all overlapping. And that's what the Gemara is going to try to figure out, who in each machlokas holds like the other opinions. And two of them have Rav. That makes it a little tricky. But the Gemara, let's just review them. We had one machlokas just now, between Rav and Shmuel. Where did the Kohanim make a mistake about the questions that Chagai asked them? One machlokas. Second machlokas, what we had up on top at the end of yesterday's shir. Gufa, Rav Amar. There's a machlokas between Rav and Levi regarding the brisa that was quoted yesterday. Remember, yesterday the brisa was quoted that the statement, Yossi ben Yoezer ish Tzreda made a statement that certain liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are tahar. Certain liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are tahar. Which liquids? Which liquids are tahar? So there's a question whether he said base mitbachaya or base midbachaya. Was it the liquids that were gufa rav tani mashki base mitbachaya? Rav says it was the liquids that were around base mitbachaya. That's the place where they slaughtered on the north side of the mizbeach. So what liquids were there? Water and blood. Those were the two liquids there. They had blood and they had water to help clean out the area. So Rav says that Yossi ben Yoezer made his statement that the water and the blood in that area are tahar, special din. They're not mitame, other items. The Levi Tana, no, Levi says even more inclusive. Mashki bei midbachaya, the liquids of the mizbeach. So not only blood and water, but also wine and oil. Because if you're talking about all the liquids that were shayach to the mizbeach, wine, they did nisachayayin every day, and oil was mixed in with the karbanas mincha. So Levi is the more inclusive shita, including the four liquids related to the mizbeach. And Rav says, no, 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 the din of Yossi ben Yoezer only said tahar by two liquids. Review for a minute the third machlokas that came up on yesterday's daf. There's another machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav is in all three. Rav and Shmuel, when Yossi ben Yoezer said these liquids were tahar, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that they inherently could be makabel tuma, but they can't transfer it to others? That was Shmuel Shita, right? That dachan milatame acherim, but they themselves are tame. Rav said, no, dachan mamish. Rav says, they are totally tar, even they themselves cannot be makabel tuma. So, again, triple machlokas. Number one, were they correct answering Chagai? Number two, what did Yossi ben Yoezer, what was he talking about? Which liquids? And number three, forget which liquids, but what did he mean by tahar? Tumas taharas atzman, or just tumas atzman, but they couldn't make others tame. So all we're going to do right now is, how does each of these machlokos line up with each other? So, Lulevi, according to Levi, who says that it's more inclusive, right? All four liquids are included in the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer. So, Hanichi Sfer Leke Shmuel. So, if he holds like Shmuel in the other machlokas, the Amar, who said, Dachan milatame tumas acherim, aval tumas atzman yesh lahem, Shmuel said that the whole statement of Yossi ben Yoezer was that these liquids cannot be metame others, but they themselves can become tame, then I understand the whole conversation in Chagai. Because look at it this way, says the Gemara. If Levi includes all these four liquids, they're tahar. And he would say, like Rav, that they not only are tahar from making other things tahar, but they themselves are tahar, then what's the whole conversation about with Chagai? He mentions wine and oil in his test case. And if you're telling me all the wine and the oil in the Beis HaMikdash are tahar, then the whole question doesn't get off the ground. So that's why Levi, who includes wine and oil in the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer, must hold like Shmuel that they themselves can become tahar. So then at least Chagai was asking them something. Mishkachas la dinagi kula barishon. And the question must really be understood that he was asking them if all of them were touched by a rishon. Meaning you don't have all the later ones because they themselves can become tameh, they just can't make other things tameh. So Levi has to hold like Shmuel. Ela'is haveli karav, because if Levi would hold like Rav, da'amar dachan mamish, if Levi, who says that they, it's all inclusive, holds like Rav, who says that they're totally tahar, hechi mishkachas, what would Chagai be asking them? Okay, you're right. So Levi must hold like Shmuel. Good. Next. Ule Shmuel, and now Shmuel in the other machlokas. Shmuel who says that they made a mistake. Right, Shmuel who says, they did not make a mistake. Lo ishtabish kani. So, in that machlokas, Shmuel who says that the Kohanim knew the halacha, ha nicha isavar la karav. Fine, if Shmuel holds like Rav in the other machlokas, the Rav and Levi machlokas, if Shmuel holds like Rav, the tani mashki base mitbachaya, if Shmuel holds like Rav who limits it to only water and blood, avol mashki bei midbachaya, achrininami mitamu, but when it comes to mashki bei midbachaya, the wine and the oil, they can become tamei, and that's fine. Right? Shmuel says, Revi hu delo avid chabishi, hashlishi avid Revi. So then it would be a specific question about this level of tumah to Revi. It can happen, but the early, it can become a Revi, but it can't become a chamishi. But if Shmuel, who says the Kohanim did not make a mistake, holds like Levi, Detani Mashki Bei Midbachaya, that again it's all inclusive, even the wine and the oil are included, and they're totally mufka. So my Arya Revi Tilo Avid Chamishi, Afilo Sheni Vishlishi Nami Lo Avdi. They're mufka from Tum and Tara totally. So again, you have a problem with Chagai's question. Why was he asking them only about a Revi? He should be asking them about everything, because these are excluded. So, you're right, he has to hold like Rav. Period. End of that little discussion of trying to figure out the overlap of these three machlokos. I saw some of the Achronim ask, according to Levi, that all of the liquids are included. All of the liquids are tahar. And there at least, there might even be tahar. We suggested it might even be tar latame. For sure, there are tar mi latame achirim. The only question is, are they tame inherently themselves? Then, one second, by the Hanukkah story, that was oil, and that was tame oil. What were we worried about? That it was going to be matame other things. It's not matame other things. So, why wouldn't you have been able to use this? Why do you need the nais of the pachashemen, right? If you're the Sholem Eshev, if nothing said asks, why do you need the nais pachashemen in the Torah, right? If you say, be midbachayatnan, shemen is not mitame. So he says, maybe once the walls were breached, the 12 breaches, as described in the Mishnah Shkalim, I think, once the breaches occurred, then the Kedusha left. And once the Kedusha left, then Bei Midbachaya, all of these halachas of Yosef and Yuezer only apply during the functioning of the Beis HaMikdash. But once it was breached, so then it doesn't have the special din of not being Mekabel Tumah anymore. Okay, it's the Hara about the Chanukah story. Weiter. Tanya Kavasi de Rav, Tanya Kavasi de Levi. It's a Brisa that supports Rav and what Brisa that supports Levi. Again, the Rav and Levi Machlokes. In terms of what did Yossi ben Yuezer say? Which liquids have the special din? Right, Chazal gave the liquids. Why did they do this? Right, they didn't want. There's so many liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't want so much tuma. Right, if these liquids were tame, they would be tame the meat. There'd be a lot more tuma vitara. So on a Durabana level, whatever tuma this is, as we'll talk about, Beis Hashem Anamid Beis, there was some type of rabbinic tuma that they said does not apply to the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash. Which liquids? Only the water and the blood, or also the wine and the oil? That was the machlokas between Rav and Levi. So we have a braisa that supports each one. Tanya. There's a braisa that supports Levi, says it explicitly. Hadam v'hayayin v'hashemen v'hamayim mashki bei midbachaya. Remember the Zion and the Dalet switch, right? Mashki, the liquids of the mizbeach. That's what it said. That's the raya already. That the special din is by all four liquids. Shenitzvu, but we continue talking about the halacha. Shenitzvu bifnim, if they became tamei inside the Beis HaMikdash, right? So there is a protective shield. They don't really become tamei. Votzia lachutz, but then you took them outside. So does it lose the status of Bei Midbachaya, the special din of Tara, if you take it out of the Beis HaMikdash? Now it's nifsal biyotze, says the Gemara, no, tahorin. They remain tar, says the Brisa. Because originally they had a protection, and they were totally tar because they were bei midbachaya, that stays. Nitmu b'chutz v'chrisa b'fnim tmeyem. But if they were tame outside the Beis HaMikdash first, so they didn't have the status of bei midbachaya, so they remain tame. Any is this really true? V'yamar Reb Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, mashki bei midbachaya, as we just said, lo amru dachan ela bimkoman. We only say their tahar, the special din of tahara, in their place. My love, lim ute nitmu befnim ba'otiyan lachutz. Isn't that excluding the first case that was mentioned in the Brisa? That if they're tahar and then you take them outside, they're still tahar. How could they still be tahar? We have this line that says, only bimkoman. Somebody said, no. Lo, lim ute nitmu bachutz vechnisim befnim. It means if they became tame outside, then they remain tame. Right? Because that's not bimkoman. I have a bimkoman kamar. It says bimkoman. Somebody says, no, hachi kamar. This is how you should understand it. Lo amru dachan ela shenitzmu bimkoman. It's going on where they became tamei. But again, the halacha is, if they became tamei inside, then they remain tahor, because that tumah was not able to be chal at the moment of chalos hatumah, and therefore they remain tame even once taken outside. But that's a riot to Levi, because all four liquids are mentioned. Interesting, I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon HaShah says, interesting that Mayim is considered one of the liquids. That's only for a week. right? The one that on the Mizbeach, it's called a Beit Midbachaya. Beit Midbachaya, they use water all the time to clean up the blood. But on the Mizbeach, where they use water, only on Nisach HaMayim, only on Sukkot. But it's still called that, even though it's only for a week. Okay, Tanya Gavazi the Rav. So now we have a Brice that supports Rav, that Rav says it's only about the two liquids. That's what Yossi Ben Yehuda was talking about. Hadam Vahamayim, Mashki Beis Mitbachaya. It's the mitbach, right, from the word tabach, butcher. Shenitmu, bein bekalim, bein bekarka, if they became tamei, nitmu, when they were in a kli, or whether they were on karka tahorin. So, either these liquids, if they were in a kli or on karka, they are tar. So you see, it's only the two liquids. Rabbi Shimon, though, has a little different shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bekalim tamein. If they are in a kli, if this water or blood are in a kli, even in the base of Migdash, they are tamei, as we'll see why later. Bekarka tahorin. But on karka, that's when it is tar. You know what? Rashi says it already here, so even though the Gemara says it later, let's do it here, because Rashi already says it. Look right across from where we are, in the third skinny line of Rashi. Mida oraisa, says Rashi. How large of an area, how large of a body of water do you need to be considered a mikvah da oraisa? How large? Rashi says, "Demida oraisa lo makabli kum tumad kidafsim mikveh maim yatar revius havi mikva mida oraisa." On a da'oraisa level, even a revius of mayim is called a mikvah da'oraisa. Arba'im sa'ah is only required for a person, but for a kli, if you have to be tovel a kli, all you need on a da'oraisa level is a very small mikvah of a revius. But midrabanan, we don't want people to be confused with what's needed for a person. So if you need arba'im sa'ah for a person, on a da'oraisa level, you need arba'im sa'ah for kalim on a derabanan level. That's the normal din. But says the Gemara now, continuing, says Rashi, I'm sorry, v'kiva de ba'alma mi da'oraisa lo mitmu v'rabanan hu debatlu revias de mikvah shelo yadvilu kalim babachas mi arba'im sa'ah. But since on a da'oraisa level, it's a mikvah even with a revias, and just derabanan, Chazal said, you need to have a larger shear of mem sa'ah. But here in the Beis HaMikdash, where we don't want to have extra rabbinic tumah because it's going to just cause problems, they were mokim it on the da'oraisa. And as long as it was in karka, it's tahar. That's the din of Reb Shimon. Bekarka tahorin, but bekalim tamein. But in a kli, we do not have that kula, because in a kli, it's not called a mikvah. That's called she'uvin, as we will see. But that's the svar for Reb Shimon that the Gemara is going to mention soon. Again, according to Rashi's pshat of the Gemara, on a daraisa level, and we're going to see this in the Gemara also, on a daraisa level, even a revius in the karka is nechshav a mikvah, and you would be able to use that to be tovel kalim. Just midi rabbanan, there's a tzorach mem sa'ah, even for kalim. Continues the Gemara now. 1 minute. Amar apapa, afilu lamanda amar, tumas mashkin daraisa. Says Rapapa, no. Reb Papa has a big chiddush. Even if you say tumas mashkin is daraisas, this is what we said at the beginning of yesterday's daf. There was a machlokas. Liquid of izav, that makes a person tamei daraisa. Right? All the mashkin of izav, that is an avatuma. That's a pasuk in chumash. That the mashkin of izav are considered an avatuma. But what about all other liquids? That's the gzeira derabanan, possibly. Other mashkin is tumas mashkin daraisa or derabanan. So some sheet is, yeah, a machlokas. Whether tumas mashkin is daraisa similar to the liquids of izav, or no, it's all a derabanan gzeira atu, the mashkin of izav. So Rav Papa says, even if you say tumas mashkin is daraisa, mashki beis midbachaya, hilchza gemirila. But still, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that the liquids of the butcher area in the Beis HaMikdash could still be tahar. Don't say, you're not forced to say that these kulas for the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash are only a function of the fact that the Tumas Mashkin is Durabanan. Says Rav Papa, no. Even if you say Tumas Mashkin is Daraisa, we have a Misora that the Mashki Beis Mitbachaya could still be tahar. Rashi here uses the words, Halacha L'moshe Misinai. Right, it was like Amir La Misinai. Right, the Rambam, when he quotes this, he just says, Halacha Mipi Kabbalah. Right, which might fit in the Netziv in the Kagdama to the his commentary to the She'iltos points out that the Rambam many times what the Gemara calls and what other Rishonim called, not what the Gemara calls, when the Gemara says Hilchos HaGemirah and the Rashi and Tosfos say Halacha Moshe Misinai, the Rambam does not call that Halacha Moshe Misinai. The Rambam has many less Halacha Moshe Misinais because the Rambam has a unique Shita. The Rambam says there can never be a Machlokas about a Halacha Moshe Misinai. And therefore the problem is, there seem to be many machlokos about halacha moshe b'sinai in the Gemara, so the Netziv gets out of a lot of those by saying, when the Gemara does not call it halacha moshe b'sinai, it could be the Rambam has a different category. He has what's called halacha mipi kabbalah, dvarim hamasura mipi moshe rabbeinu, we've discussed in the past, the five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh, according to the Rambam. But either way, here too, here's an example. The Rashi says b'sinai, and the Rambam just says halacha mipi kabbalah. Anyway, the Rav Papa has this chiddush, that even if tumas mashkin is da'oraisa, you still might have the kulas in the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nasa l'Rav Papa, is that really true? Ve'elohada amar Rav Elazar. Ain't tumas mashkin kalikar. But 1 minute. Rav Elazar was the shita yesterday that said there's no tumas mashkin da'oraisa. And what was his raya? His raya was the Beis HaMikdash. Teda, Shari Hayed Yosi Ben Yuezer Estreda, Amashki Beis Midrachai, Dachan. But V'i Helsa Gemirula, but if in the Beis HaMikdash was a separate, exception, Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, Migamrina Mina. How could he use that as a Raya? Rav Papa says, even if it's Daraisa, that's Tar. What are you talking about? Rav Huna Rav Nasa says, Rav Elazar's whole Raya, that Tumas Mashkin is Darabatna, was from the Beis HaMikdash. So how could that work? So Amarle, and you're not allowed to learn something, Halacha Moshe V'Sinai can't be a model. That's an exception. So Amale Ravina Ravashi, I'll ask you another kasha on Rav Papa. The Rav Shimon, the Amar Tumas Mashkin da Oraisa. Rav Shimon holds Tumas Mashkin is da Oraisa. The Tanya, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Omrim, Lakelem Torim, La Oakland Tameim. As we said at the beginning of yesterday's daf, it says La Oakland Tameim. So you see Tumas Mashkin is da Oraisa. The Hachak Amar, and what does Rav Shimon say about Beis HaMikdash, Hachakam Reb Shimon, Bekalim Temeim, Bekarka Tahorin. So you see, there's a chiluk between in the kli and in the karka. V'i hilchasa, and if it's a halach lamoshe misinai, that in the Beis HaMikdash the liquids are tahar, mali bekalim, mali bekarka. What's the difference? So kasha. So we leave Rav Papa in a question. Two problems with Rav Papa. How could you split Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? Unless you say the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai was split. That's hard to say. And how could you learn it as a model? But that was a kasha on Rav Papa. Kasha, which means it's not a strong question, not a tiyufta, but it's just a question. Amar Rav Papa. But now Rav Papa continues and says, Hada Amrit Bakarka Tahorim. That which Rav Shimon said, that the liquids, the water and the blood in the Beis HaMikdash, when they're in Karka, they're Tahar, Lo Shonu Elamayim. That's only talking about the water. The water has the chalik between the Karka and the Kli. Avodam Lo. But the blood, there's no chalik. There's no chilek between on the karka and in a kli, right? There's no chilek. And Reb Shimon holds, Rashi explains, that Yosef ben Yoezer was only talking about the water, not talking about the blood. So this is even a more limited shita, right? Do you say base midbachaya, the four liquids, right? The mayim, the dam, the shemen, and the yayin. Do you say only two liquids? Now, according to Reb Shimon here, it's only one liquid. Umayim nami lo amar el dahavi revius. And even water was only when there was a revius, the chazi lahatil bay machtin vitsinorot. As Rashi explained, where, at least on a daraisa level, you already have good enough to be tovel. That's a mikvah on a daraisa level. Avalo avi revius tamayim. But if it wouldn't even be a revius of mayim, then it would be tamay even in the Beis HaMikdash. Good. Tosfos here has a discussion, as he has in a few places in Shas, the psul of Mayim She'uvin. Tosfos says, you get the sense from this Gemara that Mayim She'uvin, the whole psul of Mayim She'uvin is Darabanan. Because here it says that if you have a revius of Mayim, that's good enough Daraisa. Pashas, that's even She'uvin, right? It's in the Beis HaMikdash, even on the Karka. It's gathered water. So it sounds like that the psul of Mayim She'uvin is Darabanan. Why, asked Tosfos, did they create the psul of Mayim She'uvin? Kiva to kulo shav kashim midaraisa amai gazru. Why do they make the gzera? Because you might come to be tovel in a kli. If you have stationary water on the ground, you know, might get confused between that and a swimming pool, that and a kli, and therefore they had to make the gzera of mayim shuvin. Either way, this is the discussion in Tosfos here, the psula mayim shuvim to araisa or to rabbanan. There is an interesting question that Tosfos Paneach has. Rav Shechter quotes this in Ikvei Atzon. When we say, let's say according to Rashi, that a revius of mayim is good enough for mikvah for kalim, and a 40 sa'ah are good enough for mikvah for adam. Does that mean, for adam, is it not a mikvah until it's 40 sa'ah? Or do we say, it's a mikvah by revius, but for the maisa tvila of the gavra, you need enough mayim that's roi lachasos, the average person, which Chazal said was 40 sa'ah. what the Torah would assume is 40 sa'ah. Meaning, is it lumdis, it's a mikvah, even the smaller amount, revias, but just for the ma'isa tefillah, you need it to be 40 sa'ah? Or do you say, no, there's two definitions of mikvah. Mikvah for kalim is revias. Mikvah for adam is 40 sa'ah. It's not just a din in the ma'isa tefillah. And he quotes nafkaminas there, but that's the chakira that the Safras Paneach has in terms of mikvah and 40 sa'ah for a person. Okay, let's continue. Amar Mar, two dots. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lakol Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda held Lakol Tameh, going back to the beginning of yesterday's Amud. Remember we had, if you have a Safek Tumas Mashkin, what's the din? So we said, there's a Machlokas. If it's Tameh, if it's Durabanan, then you're Mekel, Tahar. If it's Daraisa, then it's Tameh. So Rabbi Yehuda held Lakol Tameh. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda Pashas held as Daraisa. Safek Daraisa Lachumra. Lameimra, the Safek Rabbi Yehuda Tumas Mashkin, Tameh Tumas Kalem Daraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says when you have a suffix by Tumas Mashkin, so that is, you have to be Machmir. So is that because he holds everything as Daraisa? But Vahatnan, we learned it in Mishnah, Mesechas Kalim. Kala Kalim Sheesh Lamacharayim Vetoch. All Kalim that have an inside and an outside. What does that mean? They have like a, it's a, let's say in the older days they had jugs made out of a leather, whatever it is. You could put something inside, but you could also turn it inside out. It has an achurayim and a toch. Kigona karim baksasos vasakin vamartufin, like pillows and bags and sacks. So what's the din for tuma by those kalim? Nitma tocho, nitma gabo. So if the inside becomes tameh, then the outside also becomes tameh, because the outside is secondary to the inside. Nitma gabo, the nitma tocho. But if the outside becomes tameh, the inside does not become tameh. That's the Tanakama Shita. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, bamedver mamurim, shenitzmu machmas mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda says that's only if it was a liquid that made it tameh. Avon nitzmu machmas sheretz, but if it became tameh from a bona fide tuma sheretz, so then it's automatically tameh the whole thing. Nitma tocho, nitma gabo, nitma gabo, nitma tocho. So what's the chilek according to Rabbi Yehuda between liquids and sheretz? Isn't it durabanan daraisa? So that's a raya that Rabbi Yehuda holds that tumas mashkin is durabanan. V'is akadai that tumas mashkin l'tameh kelim daraisa, but if we just said that he holds tumas mashkin is daraisa, so mali nitba machmas mashkin, mali nitba machmas sheretz. What's the difference? Why should there be a difference between mashkin and sheretz? Right, if it's all da'araisa. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Shmuel Chazabo Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you're right. Rabbi Yehuda was chozerbo, and really he holds it's drabanan, and therefore by a suffix, he would be mako also. One answer. Ravina Amar, no, la'olam lohada, really, he was not chozerbo. He holds the araisa. What's the chilek though in the Mishnah? Habe mashkin abon machmas yadayim, habe mashkin abon machmas sheretz. Liquids have on machmas sheretz, that's daraisa. He also must mashkin as daraisa. But he agrees that there's tumas yadayim, which is durabanan. So liquids that became tummy from hands, so that's the durabanan that he's talking about in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, that there's a chilek within water, then adatani b'medvar mamurim shenidmu machmas mashkin. Why does he have a chilek between mashkin and sheretz? Just have a chilek without bringing in a new factor. Have a chiluk within water. B'medar mamur b'mashkin abon machmas yadayim. Avomachin abon machmas sheres nit batocho nit magabo nit magabo nit batocho. We always would rather have a distinction within the present factor than to bring in a new factor. So why didn't he make a chiluk within water? So the Gemara says you're right. El machaverta kashanin meikara chazerbo Rabbi Yehuda. Go back to what we said before. He was chazerbo and he must hold that it's drabanan. I'll just end with the one fascinating question the Mikdash David asks. We know, so the Gemara said earlier, according to the Tanakama, if the inside becomes tummy, the outside becomes tummy, but not vice versa. What if the outside becomes tummy, and then you invert it and put it inside out? So now the inside is tummy. So do you say the outside becomes tummy now? Or do you say no, at the moment of the chalos tumma, it did not spread to the other side? So even if you switch it and flip it, then it wouldn't spread. That's the question of the Mikdash David. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be Yibaylahu. Parsha Shir is up for those who listen, and Hashem, we will continue next time.